Case number 10,863, Charles and Patricia Lemke, south of Route 54, southwest of Tyler Avenue, being lot 26 within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the maximum height requirement.
Name and address, please.
My name is Charles Lemke, 38852 Tyler Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm here.
Good evening, sir.
Beg your pardon?
I say good evening, sir.
Thank you. I am here to ask for a variance in the height. I have some background information here for you.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. I only have six copies, but I can make one more available.
What happened here is with the incentives that were available for solar work and so forth, I contracted with a contractor to develop a set of plans and then to install a set of solar panels. By way of background, the contract was let. The contractor in that contract had the responsibility for delivering a turnkey system, but also getting all the approvals through the process. Contractor contracted with an engineering design firm. They designed the structure. Those plans were submitted to the Sussex County Plan Approval Office. And when I received back this copy of plans, I don't know if you have a copy with you or not, but these were the plans that I submitted these to you. I need to get these back.
Well,
but,
then you shouldn't submit it.
Right. Well, what this shows on here was that when I got this, it said reviewed for code compliance and approved. Yeah. Now, that may mean something different to you than it did to me, but that meant that the powers to be here had reviewed the plans and that the structure was compliant with the codes and building. Uh-huh. Consequently, a building permit was issued, and at that point in time, we proceeded to acquire the materials, build the structure, and so forth. During the next 7 to 9 months during the construction, there were several or multiple inspections made by Sussex County people. And each inspection resulted in a sticker being applied to the house. It said that it was inspected and approved as of this date pursuant to applicable codes. Throughout this whole process, I assumed we were in complete code compliance. After that, the project eventually was certified by Delaware Power and so forth, and went happily along our way. Somewhere in that process, got a requirement or request for a height measurement or survey. We got that. The height survey came back that the height of the panels, the very peak of the panels, were 45 feet, which exceeds the maximum height. So what I'm here to ask for is a variance that the solar array is located on the roof and does not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I have some photographs in there, but before I get to that, I would tell you that there's a petition in here that some of my neighbors actually started giving me letters, and then I said, well, rather than having a fistful of letters, one of which is attached, I will just write up a little proposal here, a petition. And that petition is included in there. And says that they basically, without a lot of hoopla, it says that they support the stuff without reservation. If you look at the signatures there, and then the very first diagram, you'll see that all of the homes in the immediate vicinity of where my property is have, without reservation, endorsed the variance. So. The only other thing, well, I did include some other photos in there for you. One photo is from the water, the south view, which shows that it does not, discernibly alter the view of the community or the height
It'd be very difficult to see that. That's a shot from the water about maybe 50 feet out. Two other views in there. There's one from the east. You can see that from the next street over, the view of the panels are just about totally occulted by the other homes there, the other tall homes. From the west, the same thing is true. And what I would tell you is that this is the, what I respectfully request is that this variance be granted. This is the minimum variance that is required. It will not affect the, does not affect the discernible difference in the community. I think it's minimum there. And let's see what else I want to say. Oh, two other points. One point is that when the house was initially constructed, the entire lot was raised up about 3 feet to the 100-year floodplain level. Mm-hmm. And so then it's built up from there. So from measuring from the road, it does exceed it, but from the, that point, but not from the ground of the home. The other thing is it would cost approximately $60,000. This is an aluminum welded structure that the panels are all attached to. It's a very sophisticated and complicated system. The estimates are that it costs somewhere between $50,000 to $60,000 if we have to alter this.
Did the plans that you had at the very beginning, did they show the house at 45 feet?
No, I don't know what the plans. As far as the actual height, they show all the elevations and heights of the structure. I could certainly provide these to you to look at. But
I was assuming right. That you were trying to tell us that the county had approved a 45-foot height.
Well, only because of what that says. The assumption was that once the county got those plans, they knew what the house was and so forth, because obviously a building permit had been applied and weren't approved before. Mm-hmm. That once this was approved with the elevations on there,
right.
That you know, that
he was good to go.
By definition, and the permit was granted. Mm-hmm. And by definition, it meant that somebody had at least reviewed it and looked at it.
Right. Well, I mean, the reason I ask, it doesn't show the height of the house.
Right, so, it doesn't. Okay. I did not see that on there. But
who obtained the permit?
I beg your pardon?
Who obtained the permit?
Sandmark Solar Systems. They are here this evening.
Did the permit reflect the height?
I'm sorry?
Did the permit reflect the height restriction?
I don't know the answer to that. The contractor's here if you want to answer that, if you want to ask them that question.
I think it needs to be asked. The solar panels were put on after the house was constructed, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. It wasn't a turnkey thing.
The house was built,
yes.
And then the solar panels were added maybe, I'm going to say, 5 years later.
Were the solar panels planned in the initial planning of the house?
No, sir. The solar panels, because of the green energy program and stuff like that, and to do what you can, it's a 10-kilowatt array, which provides all the solar energy necessary. I believe that's all in the brochure size of it and stuff like that, including the approvals by Delmarva Power and so forth. But it was after the state of Delaware began offering incentives mm-hmm. that I went ahead and applied for the permit for the solar panels.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Worman?
No.
Mr. Hunting? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I would add that I have a couple additional late arrivals by telephone concurrence. By telephone came in after I printed it down.
Someone in the bank.
Mr. Chairman, I was going to add that he did submit 10.
10?
Signatures in favor.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Jeff, you want that guy brought up?
Okay.
That gentleman, did you want him brought up?
Yeah. I'd like to hear from the constructor about the building permit with the
contractors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Contractor, please.
Name and residence, please.
This is Mas Macquarie, Passo County.
Give me a mailing address.
Ontario Court.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next podium.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
Good evening. I was wondering, did you obtain the permit?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did the permit state the height restriction?
What I did is I brought the initial building plan I got from the client, Charles, and I presented that with the engineering drawing from a structure engineer, which had all the heights. And that's what I took, and we went ahead and constructed.
Well, did you, so you used his plan, and then did you have a plan of the solar panels?
Yes, I had. That is the one Charles was showing you.
So the height. So you knew the solar panels were going to be higher than 42 feet.
You know, from the initial drawing, it didn't show the height that it was going to be over.
You did.
And as Charles said, that later they had elevated it by 3 feet.
All right, thank you.
Can I ask a question? Can they be lowered down?
Better?
Can they be lowered down?
There's no way.
If any time during this process, before we actually got to the final welding of these and so forth, there had been any indication that they would not have been in compliance, then an alternative design would have, you know, been proffered. But at this point in time, that's why the cost is, they can be lowered, but the cost is.
Yeah, again, by looking at that, I mean, yeah, they can be lowered down.
Right, but extremely expensive.
Yeah.
That's.
What's the reason for the height like that, just to get more attraction from the sun?
No. I live out on the water, and you can see from one of those photos there. So there's complete access to the solar, you know, array. You know, I mean, the sun has complete access to it. It's uninhibited. The only reason was that that allows us to walk underneath that panel array there and so forth. It could have been lowered just a little bit initially, and the panels might have been able to tilt back a little bit, you know, increase the slope or decrease the slope of them, which would have been brought into conformity. That could have been designed into it, but unfortunately, there was no indication anywhere in the process that that was necessary. And so.
Okay. And the elevation on the tilt, that it was the optimum for solar production. Otherwise, if we could have gone lower, then it means that the system would be performing lower than designed.
I'm sure you know this, but you want the sun rays to be essentially orthogonal to the panel. And so if you tilt them down too much, then you're not getting nearly the amount of sun onto the panels. And that's, so they were designed to be relatively up. And of course, the angle of the sun varies as a function of the season and so forth, or time of the year. But they're designed to optimize the efficiency or effectiveness of the solar panels over the course of a year.
To the year.
Same angle as the latitude?
Yes.
So that's about 37 degrees?
That is correct.
Yes.
Does the power of the whole house?
Beg your pardon?
Will it power the whole house?
Yes, sir,
yes.
It does.
Yes.
And if, you know, we have to lower them down there, we'll no longer do that. So the cost effectiveness of the initial design also was not factored into the cost of changing them.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, now, was there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two. Okay, would you like to come up and be sworn in, please? All those that are in opposition and wish to speak, please come forward at this time and be sworn in.
Name and address, please.
Irma Curtis Cody, 38831 Grant Avenue, Southerville, Delaware, 19975.
May I have your name and address?
Yes, Carol Pape, 38837 Grant Avenue, Southerville, Philippi.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I am in opposition, but before I give my reasons, could I see the petition with the signatures? Because there is a question.
Next page.
Okay, well, the number one signature has my address on there. I did not sign that. And the person signing it, I have my own. I believe it's, and it should be declared invalid, because here's my tax record with my address, which will clearly show that I am not the number one signature on that petition.
You've looked at the petition, and
no,
that's
not
your
it's
signature.
Not presented to me.
Okay, that's not your signature on that.
No,
okay.
I know that's not my signature.
Just a moment, sir. I'll come back to you, sir.
Okay. I've lived in this community since 1971. I'm a licensed real estate broker in the state of Delaware. I have two Maryland licenses and one Pennsylvania reciprocity. The only reason I mention this to you is because I'm very familiar with solar power. As a matter of fact, this particular home that you're discussing now has another solar-powered home in the community. And unfortunately, I had to take it in the fog, but you'll see that there are no raised panels. The solar efficiency of the dwelling is not affected in any way, shape, or form. When Mr. Lemke, who, by the way, had you pulled his building permit, you would see that he was his own general contractor in the original construction of his property. I myself have just constructed an approximately 4,000 square foot house on a smaller lot, and have honored the 42 foot high restriction by Sussex County. Went under that. There are other homes in the community, and that petition says that it is essentially in keeping with the character of the community. This is basically the type of homes, the newly constructed homes that are in the community, all of which have been able to maintain, solar powered or not, the 42 foot height restriction. It's our feeling that if you're living in a community, I realize that when these postage size lots, sometimes you need to get side and rear, sometimes even front setbacks restrictions. But if you live in a community, you need to abide by the rules. If the community cannot enforce them, then at least by the Sussex County and the state mandated. I believe the rules are there to protect everyone's property values. I have a couple of letters. Here's one from a neighbor. Who basically is saying the same thing, and I know that Mrs. Pate behind me has letters from community members who are appalled by the fact that this house is so very big. I'm very sorry that if Mr. Lemke, who was more than aware of the height restrictions, if you were, as I said, to pull the building permits, he was in charge. When the panels first went up, I called him and I said, you know, from where I'm looking, you were at least 3 or 4 feet higher than everyone else. He said, well, I'm not responsible for any height restrictions because it's totally unusable space. He said, you can't do anything with it and it's removable. And so therefore, I don't have to abide by the height restrictions. I would submit to you that in his height restrictions, what is happening here is unusable space has now given him a third story patio, which now has palm trees, high bars, furnishings, and was it Memorial Day weekend? He installed lights there. When we looked out, we thought we were looking at a spaceship. And I immediately called Mr. Lemke and I said, I would have liked to have seen the fireworks out on the bay. He said, well, they really weren't very good. I said, I couldn't see them because this building is so high compared to the other homes in the community that have abided by it. Do you have your photos so you could see an aerial view? Here is a perfect example of what you're looking at. So for someone to submit a petition saying that this is keeping with the consistency of the neighborhood, believe me, I have to sell houses. This is probably going to cost me a few deals tonight, but I believe in fairness. Yes, it could be problematic, and yes, it can be moved. Yes, we do believe in solar energy. But no, we don't need a third covered patio with palm. If it's unusable, why do we have furnishings and palm trees? And why does it doesn't? And I really believe that that house doesn't look like the rest of the homes in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. If it's unusable, well, somebody's using it. Yes, he's going to have to spend money to abide by rules of the county, but I don't believe that you all mandated rules for people to circumvent them. What's to happen next? In a residential community, in an A1 zone, flood zone, do we get four-story condominiums in a residential neighborhood that will totally alter and impact the resale value of the community? I just feel that you needed to be, and I'm very fond of Mr. Lemke. I take exception to that first signature, which is truly not mine, and it is my property. I am the only property owner there. So I would ask that you would at least take my opposition into consideration and judge accordingly. And I thank you very much for your time.
Ma'am, where do you live at?
Where am I?
Yeah, are you?
I'm right
here. That's a view from my house.
That's a view from her house.
Oh, okay, from her.
The big picture is a view from my house.
Okay.
In other words, when I look out, I'm 3 inches from the canal. When I look at the bay, I can't see it at night with all his illumination.
Okay.
This is what you see?
Yep.
And we all see it.
What was your name again?
My name is Irma Curtis Cody. And it's block 23, lot 23, 38831 Grant Avenue.
Okay, just the name, sorry.
Okay. So I thank you. And I think this is, oh, I'm sorry. Did I give you, I gave you the other letter, right? The handwritten letter?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, this evening. Actually, Irma covered probably most of what I would have to say. I have to say when Ted, Charles Lemke, initially said that he was going to do solar panels, I thought, great. And then as I sat and watched them be constructed, I couldn't believe my eyes at the height of those support columns. And as you can see from those photographs, that is what I see every day, and I will for the rest of my life. I want to submit a letter from my sister who lives a block over in the purview of the situation. This home, if you're driving on the elevated part of 54, you can see the solar panels. I mean, every proximity area within Cape Windsor, Route 54, and many other locations. They stand out like, pardon the expression, a sore thumb. I mean, it really is awful. We have high property values, and we've paid a premium to live on the water, and it's really, really awful to have to look forward to seeing them. Now, I thought he was going to tuck them down above his 3 or 4 foot lip that he has around his roof, and he chose not to. He chose to have a shaded canopy for use of his deck. But he has multiple other decks, and I don't think that he took into account what he was doing to the rest of the neighborhood. And, of course, if you look at those pictures and you see the white house with the blue metal roof, that house is at the limit. And you can see that he's far above the roof of that blue house. So that's basically all I have to say. It's an unfortunate situation. You know, we all love Ted. But, you know, it's just like Mrs. Cody is my neighbor. Well, gee, I could go out and I could plant trees and bushes on the side of my property because I'm ahead of her for the view thing. And I could block her view, I could put shrubs, I could do everything. But we don't do that. It's just not right, you know. I mean, nothing could stop me, but you just have to have some consideration. But when it comes to the law and seeing the height of those things and how everywhere you drive in the community and outside of the community, that's what you see in the skyline. And it just isn't. It isn't. It isn't good. But thank you.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Ma'am?
Can I ask you a question, please?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you just dropped it down to 42 feet? Still going to be, it's 3 foot lower is all it's going to be.
But it's still the law, and you must
any improvement.
So if you just drop it down 3 foot, you'd be satisfied with it?
Well, you know, we're not opposed to it. I think it would be nice if, I'm sure all of you have seen solar energy houses and seen applications for them. I doubt that you've ever seen one like this. I mean, I'm very surprised.
The point is, it didn't have. There was no reason in the world to
and
stick
Mr. Lemke designed
like
this.
Hey, ladies, talk one
okay.
of the
yeah. 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 Well, there really was no reason. That doesn't change the amount of solar that he can collect. It doesn't change anything. It was just something he chose to do.
So I'm not saying that it could happen. If the board made it, dropped it down to 42, you'd be satisfied with that.
Well, yes. Yeah.
If that's what you decide, if it's the law,
it's yes.
the law. And
if
he
it's
has
law,
to abide by it.
But another important point is, I think Irma had mentioned, it sets a precedent. And it's a frightening thing to let a variance go through for a height restriction in Sussex County, that once that's on the books, then it sets a precedent for the future variances. Mm-hmm. And at some point, somebody has to step up and say, this is enough, because it'll get out of control. You know, there'll be turbines that are like, you know, 50 feet in the air and who knows what, you know. But
and they're going to be legal. But there's one more thing I would like to add, and that is this design was Mr. Lemke's design. So it's something that he chose. And clearly his contractor said he didn't know what the height was. I mean, I just sold a house in Fenwick Island. You cannot exceed 32 feet. The house I sold had a bigger house next door, and I commented to the neighbor, I said, what a lovely house you had. She said it was costly. She said because we had to take part of our second floor off because we were 2 inches above the 32 feet. And in Fenwick, you're not going above 32 feet, and they don't care. Now we're 10 feet above that. Now we're 13 feet above that. It's just not right. And, you know, we need solar energy. We just don't, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And I guess that's it. So thank you for hearing us.
You're certainly welcome, Ann.
I have a question for Mr. Lemke.
Yeah, Mr. Lemke. Give you a chance for a rebuttal.
Yes, sir. I'd like to clear up a few of the things that were said. First of all, signature number one. What's the name of signature number one?
It's Don Cody, but he's not on the deed. He doesn't vote on the property.
Is he your husband?
No, sir.
My apologies. Okay. The signature number one is her husband who lives in that house.
Okay.
It's not a forgery or anything like that. It's the signature of her husband who lives in that house. All right?
Okay.
Point number two, the space, if you were to Google that address, in fact, the picture, I didn't put in the Google picture. When I printed it out, it came out like that plot. But if you were to Google that, you would see that that area was finished beforehand. It's got stamped concrete, has a fence around it from day one. It had lights, chairs, furniture, everything up there on there. This has not changed any of that. Number three, it wasn't that it was not, there are palm trees there too, like palm trees. It's not that it wasn't usable space. It was always usable space. It was that it was non-livable space. It's not living space. It's just a deck. It's a flat area. And these panels are there. If you're looking at, if you have the one picture that shows the plot and so forth, if you are looking down the lagoon where the fireworks are, you're not looking at my house. It is true that it does not look like any other house in the neighborhood, but there are no homes in the neighborhood that look like any other homes any longer. I did not design this. This was designed, I showed you the drawings, this was designed by a structural engineering firm. It's in there, their name is in there. I don't remember it off, Denofre Long and somebody. But a very well-known firm up in the Wilmington area designed this. That was part of the contract. Contrary, you know, there's a lot of myth about what happened there. I believe I heard Mrs. Cody say, we're not opposed to it. Well, sounds like it. And as far as the house being too big or being visible from Route 54, that is true. But there are many of the houses between Route 54 and Cape Windsor is swampland. So many of the new homes in Cape Windsor that are tall are 2-3-story homes. All of them are visible from 54, so that's not it. And if you look at the picture from the south view, you will see that, you know, what people see as they come, and the panoramic view of the whole area. I tried to capture that for you. But there are absolutely no forgeries or any skullduggery or anything on that as far as those signatures go and the unreserved approval or endorsement of them.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Mr. Lemke,
wanted to make sure that was cleared up.
It's done.
Mr. Lemke.
Yes, sir.
From the deck on that third floor or where they're located, what's the height from the deck to the bottom of the panel and to the top of the panel?
The height, there's a structure on which the panels are mounted. The panels extend up about 3 foot in their tilt. In other words, this length here is about 4.5 feet. That's about 3 feet there. Panels are about 5 feet long.
And okay. how high above the deck?
That structure is about 8 feet tall. And that's what I was saying. Had there been any indication early on that there was a problem, we could have lowered that maybe to 7 feet, would have been lower, and maybe adjusted the height, or rather the slope of the panels. But at this point, it's truly a prohibitive hardship and costly to do that. Now, you know, if you tell me that's what the deal is, that's, you know. But I believe we did everything we possibly could to be consistent and compliant with the code and build this that way, as far as getting the permits, making sure that there was a code review, et cetera. And I believe that the contractor, I know the design engineers in Wilmington had a complete set of the drawings of the home with all elevations and heights above the ground and so forth.
Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
The what?
There's five standards.
Oh, yes, sir.
Can you address those? Just summarize for us.
Yes, sir. I believe in the Let's see, I believe the standards say that the variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located and not substantially or permanently impair the use. Okay, the solar array is located on the roof of the residence and does not alter the appearance. The picture shows that, the panoramic view shows you. There are many homes that are very close to the same height. The solar array is located on the roof of the residence and does not alter that. It does not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of any adjacent property. It is all contained solely within the footprint of the roof and actually contained in within there. None of it hangs over the sides of it or anything like that. Let's see. It is not detrimental to public welfare. It's an extremely sturdy, like I said, it's a welded metal structure and very heavy metal and so forth that's welded in all together, bolted into the roof. The home, incidentally, is an all-concrete home. The walls, the ceiling, the roofs, the floors, everything is concrete. The roof of this home was completely usable and designed to be that way. It's a nearly flat roof, and it has about a 22-inch thick concrete roof. And so this structure, which is very heavy, is bolted into that and welded there. Let's see, a determination that the failure to grant the appeal would result in exceptional hardship to the applicant. This system cost the price of it's the contract, full contract price is in there, a little over almost $117,000. And the estimates, I'm sorry, are between $60,000 and $70,000 to make this adjustment to it. And that is a demonstrable and exceptional hardship to the applicants. The variance, if authorized, does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the regulation at issue. The structure is complete and without any further modification or expansion or development anticipated. Therefore, the variance, if authorized, is by definition a variance that will afford the relief and is the minimum or least modification as necessary. There are a couple of other things that There's continuing legislation that allows, now I believe, I just recently saw that windmills can now be installed on 50 by 100 foot lots.
I'm not talking about windmills.
Right.
Can you stick to the
I believe there's standards? Also one that says that if this were a half acre lot, this height variance would apply.
Okay.
But it's not a half acre lot.
Okay.
But it's in the spirit of that legislation.
Okay. What about the other standards?
Well, I don't have a good response for the other standards. That's what were the others?
Well, there's one of the standards is not created by the applicant. The unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty cannot have been created by the applicant.
Okay, and I, you know, there was no hardship. I mean, the hardship is not created by me. Other than the fact that we applied for a permit, the permit was granted. It's stated on there. It was reviewed for code compliance. All the inspections said that they were inspected and was within code and was within code compliance. And like I said, had we had any indication anywhere in this process that there was a problem, then we would have done something. But this time,
you acted as your own general contractor. Is that
no,
correct?
Sir?
You had a general contract.
Right. With the gentleman who was here.
For the house?
Oh, for the house?
His name.
The original construction of the house, yes.
And did you obtain the permit?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Sir, I have one question. The lady said that she called and asked you about the height of it. Did you start looking in after she said something about that to you?
No, because my contract, I did in fact look into it. I contacted my contractor, and what he told me was that, and again, it's in there, but it is, the subject, what he told me was the subject solar array was designed and constructed and activated in spirit of the clean, or was constructed consistent with the landmark clean energy jobs package signed by Governor Markle in July 2010, designed to put Delawareans to work while protecting the environment, reducing our dependence on fossil fuel, et cetera. While 95, it said here, the and it's SB 316 makes it possible for property owners to install and use solar energy systems without being restricted by the use of covenants, restrictions, and conditions in deeds, contracts, and other legal instruments which might seek to prohibit or unreasonably restrict such construction. So what I was saying was that the granting of the variance request, which is respectfully requested, is consistent with the spirit of the landmark clean energy jobs package that was signed and is cited in your package there.
But the county had rules.
I'm sorry?
The county's got rules. I mean, 42 feet, right?
I understand it, absolutely. And that I did not know that the height of those panels were in violation of that. And like I said, when we got back the drawings and they said, you know, reviewed for code compliance and approved, then.
Yeah, but Mr. Lemke, we went over this. The plans don't say anything about the height.
Right.
So
yeah. And it was the engineer.
Let me finish. The only thing you're doing submitting the plans is to make sure that the building codes are met, but the county building codes are met. They don't say anything about height. So when the county approves a building permit or the building plans, they weren't saying you could build the 45, 50, 55 feet.
And the only response I have for that is that the engineers who designed it and the contractor put those plans in, and it should have been caught somewhere in the process. It wasn't.
So would the contractor back you up and take that down and change it and do it without costing you anything? I mean, they made a mistake then.
I think we need to ask him that question. I can't speak for him.
What was the question?
The question was, are you prepared to take those down and change the height of them?
I don't think it's my company will not be able to do that at the moment.
He's suggesting that you acted on his behalf and you're responsible.
No, what I said before is that when I came for the permit, I had the original building plan that I had all the height. And I had the drawing from the structural engineer, which had all the elevations. So, and my assumption is that when they were approved, that everything is okay. Until when Lemke called me and asked me, did you have the permit? I said, yes, I do have the permit. And actually,
You obtained the permit for the solar panels, not Mr. Lemke?
Pardon?
Did you obtain the building permit, not Mr. Lemke?
I am the one who came here and applied for the permit because it was a turnkey project.
All right.
Yes. He had a full set of the drawings that I thought accompanied the one that you saw that were set with code compliant. I believe a full set of drawings with all elevations, height of the house, height of the panels, and so forth were submitted.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bert. Okay. Alrighty. Get back, hearing no other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,863 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,863 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Okay.
Case number 10,000.